The Blueberry Arts Festival is a popular weekend-long event organized by the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council.
My favorite part is watching and seeing all the people walking around in old Blueberry t-shirts from past years.
That's Britta Peel, commenting on the famous shirts sold and worn each year at the festival. This year's t-shirt design, A Berry Night by Cindy Lagadakis, was chosen. The logo is a nod to Van Gogh's Starry Night. Gracie Brandt Erickson was with Peel, and she gives us her own answer.
My favorite part is that local artists get a chance to sell their stuff to everybody else.
Middle schooler Cindy Nichols is one such purchaser.
I like going looking around and buying stuff. I bought some magnets that can go in my locker.
The festival is filled with local artists who show off their wares to people such as Nichols. One such booth is run by Jeff Fitzwater, a local photographer. He's helped First City Players and the Arts Council for many years before at the festival, but says this year is only his second with his own booth.
It's great to see everybody coming in. People have spent almost a whole year making things to show and to sell, and so it's a lot of fun.
Fitzwater loves the arts at the festival, but he also loves something tastier than art.
I think it's a tie between just seeing the creativity of all the artisans here in Ketchikan and the food.
He points especially to the famous blueberry crepes, saying, "You just gotta have them." Kathy Gucker helps to provide those delicious crepes. She says she loves the sense of community the event fosters.
I think just being around all the people that come out from everywhere on one day, and that and work in the blueberry crepe booth for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The line is never ending. You always have to wait in line to get one. They're worth it.
Michelle Godbois also is on the lookout for a yummy takeaway. She tells us her go-to plan for the festival.
I go straight to Faith Duncan's booth, and I ask her what she's most excited about harvesting over the year and about how she's canned things. I've gotten apricot preserves, peach preserves, and these really spicy pickles. And then I go down and get a piece of blueberry pie downstairs.
Heidi Poet clearly shows her devotion to the Blueberry Arts Festival when she explains her favorite part of the event.
My favorite part is how it kicks 4th of July's butt in the booths department. I really enjoy walking around and exploring everything, also the Battle of the Bands.
Poet was one of the performers in that popular annual music competition. In all, the Blueberry Arts Festival seemed to be a great Ketchikan mix of art, food, and fun. That's all for this summer's Ketchikan Street Beat. Signing off in Ketchikan, I'm Marco Torres.